And now the game where we invite successful people to come on and remember what failure was like as we ask them about things they know nothing about and helps to keep them humble. For years, Sarah Silverman was the best-kept secret in comedy. She was every comedian's favorite comedian. Then last year, the rest of us got to see what all the fuss was about, first in her amazing and potentially libelous bit in the documentary The Aristocrats, and then her own concert movie, Jesus is Magic. She is the very lovely woman with the remarkably dirty mouth, our kind of lady. Sarah Silverman, welcome to Wait, Wait. So this is true, though, Sarah. Last year, 2005, was kind of a big breakout year for you, no?
Yeah, it was.
And you had been in media for a long time. You've been in a lot of movies. You were, for example, sort of the roommate's mean girlfriend in the movie School of Rock.
I'm there to give exposition to the pretty one.
Yes.
But you're a lawyer, and he loves you.
Exactly. You played a lot of heroine's best friends. None of those roles really sort of revealed the real you, though.
No. Well, no. I don't know. Maybe that's the real me.
But then, of course, your own concert movie came out of your own stand-up routine. We've got this problem. We find you utterly hilarious, but we can't think of a single joke that you tell that we can repeat on the radio. Do you know one?
No.
Yeah. your topics encompass, racism, all kinds of various violations of political correctness, sexual assault. Where does this come from? You're a very nice person, and yet you get on stage, you do your stand-up, and these terrible things come out of your mouth.
I blame it on unwanted hair.
Really? How does one lead to the other?
I don't know.
The rage?
But... Yeah. Trust me. Get unwanted hair. All the blonde kids that you grow up with in New Hampshire call you ape arms.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah, and then you know that God doesn't care.
You know you're making jokes about rape.
Yeah.
Really? So just think, you know, some well-timed electrolysis a few years ago, we would have lost your gifts.
Yeah, that is true.
I think we're lucky.
The best art comes from tragedy.
Yeah. Do you... think it's true, because we hear this a lot, that all comedians, or most successful comedians anyway, are like actually kind of deeply unhappy and are working this out on stage. Do you buy into that theory?
I think it's true for some people, the losers.
Where do you come from then?
I don't know. I'll tell you one story.
Tell me.
If I have time to tell a short story, I'll make it really short.
Go ahead, Sarah.
When I was 13, I went to a psychiatrist, and the first visit, he gave me a bottle of Xanax and said, anytime you feel bad, take one of these. And then the next week, my mom dropped me off, and I waited and I waited and I waited, and the hypnotist from upstairs came down, who I also saw for bedwetting. Came downstairs crying and with no bedside manner said, and I'll change the name of the doctor, Dr. Smith hung himself!
Wow!
I know. And then I had to wait the rest of the hour till my mom picked me
up. Right, because you weren't done.
There might be something there.
You think so?
That must have been an awkward session.
I'll be honest. I don't feel like it really scarred me.
No. You're dealing with it really well. I wanted to ask you about the thing you're doing next. My understanding is, based on the success of the Jesus is Magic movie and other things, that you have your own TV show at Comedy Central.
Yeah, we're writing them now.
Well, what is it going to be like?
Awesome.
Okay.
Cool.
Thing you can imagine.
Perhaps more specifics?
Okay. Imagine the most awesome thing you can possibly imagine to the degree that you have imagination, like to the highest possible degree.
Okay, I'm focusing.
It's 50% more awesome.
Oh, wow. So it's 150% as awesome.
But I was already at the limit of my imagination.
I know. That's why. You probably, the screen will just look black to you.
That's going to be awesome.
It'll be like those sounds that only dogs can hear. It'll be so awesome that normal people will not be able to see it.
It kind of hurts.
Thinking about it.
I think it's going to be better than the attachable bladder. That's amazing.
Is it going to be funny?
Subjectively so.
Right.
But again, I don't know if that makes sense.
I think so.
Sure.
So basically, if you're you, it'll be really funny.
Oh, you are so bad.
Am I? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
I mean sweet. I meant bad in the black way. Like good.
Like
yeah. Good.
Like fat.
Yeah, so you, it's like bad, but spelled with a PH. So.
Right.
Sort of.
What if your show tasted like something, what would it taste like?
Great question, Mo. Was that Mo?
That was Mo, yeah.
Yeah.
I could hear the Jewish. My show was a taste. Oh my God. I would go with pomegranate seeds, seeded, and in the container, like you can get at fancy markets.
Oh, that's nice.
Wow.
Eat it with a spoon. Mm.
That's exotic and exclusive.
That's
going to
be a tasty show.
Yeah. Free, exclusive.
Excellent. Well, I'm satisfied.
Yeah.
I'll program it into my TiVo now. Well, Sarah Silverman, we are delighted to have you with us. Now, we have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
You Are the Hammer, or rather you were.
So as we mentioned previously in the program, Tom DeLay resigned from Congress this week, so we thought the time was right to ask someone like you, Sarah Silverman, three questions about the lifetimes and career of the former majority leader and the one-time exterminator from Sugar Land, Texas. Get two of these questions right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice, and their home answering machine.
Oh, my God.
I know, the pressure's on. So, Carl, who is Sarah Silverman playing for?
She's playing for Joan Regan of Roslindale, Massachusetts.
Yeah, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah, here's your first question. These days, Mr. DeLay is closely aligned with the evangelical movement, and he's spent years trying to bring what he calls biblical morality back to government. But back in the old days, when he was a state legislator, he had a reputation for wild behavior, so much so that his nickname was what? A, the exterminator of love, B, the hair bomb, or C, hot tub Tom.
I'm going to go with C, hot tub Tom.
You went correctly. Yes, Sarah Silverman, it is hot tub Tom. Mr. DeLay says that since then, of course, he's given up drinking and he's found God, but in 2000, he had a gala party for lobbyists in Las Vegas, which featured the chance to douse Mrs. DeLay with champagne while she was sitting in, yes, a hot tub.
No!
All right, very good, Sarah. Here's your next question. Mr. DeLay, though a strong supporter of the military, of course, did not serve himself. How did he once explain the fact that he did not go fight in Vietnam? A, quote, I have very fair skin, and the tropical sun would have been too much for me. B, quote, so many minority youths had volunteered that there was literally no room for patriotic folk like myself. Or C, quote, I supported the military, of course, but could not support this ill-conceived, counterproductive war.
It would be great if it was three, but I bet it's two.
The minority youths?
Yeah.
You're right!
Oh. What?
Oh! Oh!
According to a report in an alternative paper in Houston at the time, he said that at the 1988 GOP National Convention, Republican Convention, in defense of another hawkish Republican who neglected to serve, Dan Quayle.
Wow. I didn't realize that the Vietnam War so discriminated against white people.
It's terrible, isn't it? One more way in which it was a national tragedy.
Yeah.
We should have a march.
Not sporting, really.
We should have a march.
All right, Sarah, you're doing very well. Now, this last question is about one of our favorite stories about Mr. DeLay. As is well known, he started his career as an exterminator. Well, on one occasion, his old skills became useful in his political career when what happened? A, he personally intervened to place and bait rat traps during an infestation in the Capitol, saying, quote, you've got to be able to think like them. Was it B, during a visit to a high school science fair, he amazed the crowd by grabbing a beaker of formaldehyde and drinking it down, saying, this stuff is harmless, I used to spray it all over the place. Or C, during a high-level meeting with Republican leaders, he caught and killed a fly in midair with his bare hands and then said, quote, the Democrats are next.
I'm going to go with A.
You're going to go with A?
Yeah.
That he placed the rat traps and said, you've got to be able to think like them.
Yeah.
No, it was C. It's true.
Oh, God.
He caught the fly with his bare hands. This was back in 2002. Here is an account from an eyewitness. Quote, DeLay got this look. His eyes kind of squinted. Then he reached slowly, slowly, and caught the fly in midair. Then he stood up and flung the fly against the fireplace. It falls to the ground, and wham! He stomps all over it. He then walked out of the room saying, quote, the Democrats are next.
You know, so what?
Wait,
Denny Hastert
can be... Democrats are going to be able to fly? That is a dream.
Isn't that great?
It sounds impressive until you realize that Denny Hastert can do that with his tongue.
Carl, how did comedian Sarah Silverman do on our show?
Well, you had two correct answers, Peter, and that's good enough to win our prize for Joan Regan.
Sarah, congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Woohoo!
I guess you can just add this to your list of recent successes.
Oh, my God, it's going right on the top of my resume.
Sarah Silverman is an actress and comedian. Her most recent project, The Sarah Silverman Program, will air this summer on Comedy Central. Sarah, so delighted to have you with us.
That was so fun. Thank you. I listen to this show all the time. I can't believe now I'm on it.
It's great. Now you don't have to listen anymore.
Exactly.
Thank you, Sarah. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye.